And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, you know, my friends, there's something that has always interested me for years. I've been doing this for 25 years, consulting and helping people, is what is the difference between those people who accept the help and become highly successful and those people that reject the help? Now, you got to think about it. You're listening to a radio show where it's not a talking head. I'm not a political hack. I'm not some guy trying to sell you stocks and bonds and futures or whatever other sales pitch thing I want to sell you. I'm somebody who's trying to open your eyes to opportunities that you can go out and do without or with our help. It's irrelevant to me. The bottom line is that you learn to do it right and you get out there and you do something. That's what's important. Now, having said that, what's difficult for me is that there are still so many people that don't take action. And it's hard to understand why until I start getting emails. When I start reading the emails, then it becomes fairly obvious what the challenge is for people and where their real problem is. See, most of the emails read something like this. Del, I understand what you're saying. I realize that what I am doing right now is not producing any results at all. I understand that if I were to do what you are asking of us to do, that I would probably be way better off. I understand there's no way for me to retire doing what I'm doing. I understand that if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to be able to retire. I understand that all of these things are true. Now, there are some questions I have and some things that I need to know. I understand that. I understand I can learn that. But Del, the real problem is I'm afraid. That's it. Quite simply, I'm afraid. Nothing other than that. Sometimes they rattle off a list of things they're afraid of, which they've accumulated this list from somewhere. They've never done this before. Maybe they have. And sometimes they don't even have a list of things. They go, I'm just afraid that I don't know what I should be afraid of. I'm living in this fear, you know? And whenever this comes up, I have an entire, probably hour-long retort for it. And it's this big, long understanding of where fear comes from. So you start with this thing that I heard somewhere a long time ago about fear is simply an acronym, false evidence appearing real. Now, the only thing you can do to get rid of false evidence appearing real, according to Zig Ziglar, is that you have to consider it like people are putting garbage into your brain every day, constantly loading your brain with garbage, and still, as Zig calls it, you're running around with stinking thinking. The only way that you're ever going to get rid of that stinking thinking is to fill your head with new ideas. That's the secret, okay? You have to overcome your fear with action. And the action that you need is investigation. You need to investigate the information necessary to make good decisions. Now, when you go to do that, you have to realize that you are going to have new information that's good, new information that's wrong, new information that is all over the place, conflicting information. But it is that going out there and looking for this information that will make the difference to help you overcome that stinking thinking. And when you do overcome, when you filled your head back up with this fresh dirt, now you're in a position where you can plant the ideas that can grow you a wonderful life. I mean, when you're talking about making a little bit of money, a lot of money, you're talking about having freedom, these are big things in your life. And if you don't get them, if you don't understand them, if you're held back by fear, then what's going to happen in your life is that you're going to live a mediocre life. Maybe it's already happening. Maybe it's been a long time that it's been happening. But unless you continue to grow and overcome this fear, you're never going to get there. Now, I want you to understand something about fear. Fear isn't something that you carry around, you know, without thinking about it, without caring about it. You have to actually embrace your fear. You have to care about it because you've got to bring it with you everywhere you go. You've got to substantiate it. You have to be able to argue with people that your fear makes sense. But fear only made sense back when we were in the prehistoric days when we had to worry about fight and flight. Yeah, it's important to become fearful when you're staring down the nose of a giant dinosaur. But there's no need to be fearful when you're looking at your family's finances. There's a need to understand. There's a need to obtain information. But there is no need to be fearful. But yet, we still have this fear, this fight or flight syndrome. So what happens is we carry these fears around in a backpack. It's almost like you've got them with you everywhere you go. Hey, what about this? Whoa, can't do that. Well, what about that? Oh, can't do that. See, that's the thing. You're carrying around a backpack full of fears. Now, today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about where those fears are coming from, why they're there, and then how can you overcome them? Interestingly enough, though, I was covering this topic on another radio station earlier in the day, and I had a caller call in. And it was interesting because this gentleman had gone through all the topics that I just did. He'd been through them. So I'd asked him to call back today, and I will be introducing him to you. And I'm going to let him tell you his story because he broke through all those fears. He had the very same fears you had, the very same fears everybody has, and yet he broke through them all. Now, after he explains how he broke through them and what the outcome of that was, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share with you the four legs of past, the four legs that hold up the table of fear in your life, where you got them, how you obtained them, what you need to do to get rid of them, and why it's so important to understand that they're really there. Because until you understand where your fears are coming from, you're not going to be able to, number one, stop them from giving you more of them. And number two, you're not going to be able to overcome the ones you already have. So we're going to work today on your fears. And as we go out into this world of fear, I want you to understand that the first and very most important one of these legs of past, the legs of fear that hold up the table of fear, the very first one that's important is education. The fact that people are educating us into fear ever since we're a child. Constantly through our life, we've been told to be afraid of things. We start you out as a child, and we start out with, if you're not good, Santa Claus won't bring you anything. We didn't bring up the point that, hey, if you are good, you might get something from Santa Claus. We go, oh, if you're bad, you won't get something from Santa Claus. We move from the Santa Claus thing into other realms of childhood fear, right? If you're not good, we won't give you dinner. We'll make you stay in your room. We'll paddle you. Everything is about fear when you're a child, and why? Because it's a well-known fact that people will do 100 times more to avoid the pain of loss and or the fear of the pain of loss. It doesn't even actually have to be a loss, but just the fear of loss, than they will do to create a positive movement in their life. If I share with you a story, an example, if I called you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and told you, hey, I have an opportunity for you to make about 200 bucks if you're willing to get up and listen to me right now, you'd probably slam the phone down on me. On the other hand, if I called you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, I just saw this guy walking down the street with your son's brand new bike, I bet you would get your butt up and run in your underwear down the street to try to get back the bike. Because why? Because that fear of pain, that fear of loss, is much greater than the potential of something positive. So as today we go through all these different places that fear comes from, understand they're there because people want to control you. Our number here, 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. And with us holding now is Andy. Andy's from the Clear Lake area, I believe. No, I'm sorry. He's from West Houston, I believe. And Andy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Del.
I appreciate you calling in. Just a little background here, folks. I was doing an earlier show today. And Andy called in unannounced, and he had such an interesting story that I wanted to share it. And so I asked him to call in, and it's going to kind of disrupt the presentation I have, but it was so good this morning, I thought that it would be good for you guys to hear it this afternoon again. So Andy, let's start him out with the story that you started with today. I thought that was an interesting story. The reason you called was to share with us something fabulous, because we were talking about fear, and there's probably nothing more fearful than getting a bad tenant and or having a tenant skip out on you. And why don't you go ahead and tell me your story about what happened with you this week?
Well, I had a tenant that did skip in a house in Dickinson that I own. It's actually my nicest rental property. It's very large. It's 2,600 square feet. I bought it just before I joined Lifestyles, and I had this pie-in-the-sky idea. I was going to flip it and make 10 grand. And when you have 2,600 square feet and the market turns $6 a foot, guess what? You're upside down. So the next great idea I had was to rent it. And that's actually turned out okay. I've held on to it. It's kind of held it on. It hadn't been a great cash flower, but the tenant was on a 3-year lease. I signed them 2 years ago. They skipped, and in 2 years, the market's done apparently dramatically well. And I ended up putting that thing on the internet. Listing agent did it for $90. An hour later, I got an email. An hour later, I met a very nice couple in their, you know, they're a little older. They've got a adult daughter, 18, and a very, very clean cut. And they just flabbergasted me. I signed them to a lease yesterday. They gave me a $23,000 cashier's check for a year's rent and another check for $3,200 in deposit. And, you know, I know that there's probably going to be a pessimist out there that says, yeah, they must be purple Martians. They must have had bad credit, or he may look clean cut, but he kind of got out of federal penitentiary. No, sir. I do credit and criminal on these folks. They have a spotless record on their criminal. Now, they did have a 525 score, and I use a base score for 600 to cause a month's rent equal to I usually get a month's rent if the score is 600 or higher for a deposit. And being as it was 525, I told them I'm going to have to charge you a higher deposit. And they had two little dogs, so I charged them $3,200 deposit. They gave me that. They gave me, and I went up on the rent. That's another thing. When the tenant moved out, the market's done so well, a real estate agent lives next door, and she came over and she says, you need to charge more. So I raised the rent $250. And I just couldn't believe it. To raise rent $250 from the last time, and just 2 years ago, I mean, I was thinking $50 maybe would help me out, but $250 increase, I'm getting $1,795 rent. And these people pay 12 months up front. So I'm about to go deposit over $26,000 in my bank.
You know, that's a good story.
It feels like I've sold a house, not rented a house. But guess what? Down the road, I can still sell the house. And I'm just in very, very excited and enthused. And you know, I'm happy about the way things are going, and it's just looking up. Even things that are bad turn out to be good. And even when I'm apprehensive or thinking, you know, darn it, wish this had happened, well, actually, no, I'm not, because then somebody comes along. And the funny thing is, I didn't tell you this, but I'm standing there signing these people to the lease, taking their money. The phone is ringing, people calling, wanting to come see the house because they drove by and saw a sign in the yard, and they're anxious to see the house. And it's like, my goodness, such enthusiasm to give somebody else their money and not own it. And that's what's shocking to me, is all this is about renting and not owning. And yet people are knocking the door down and trying hard to get your phone number, going through roundabout ways to get your email address so they can send you an email and hope that they can meet you. And then no hesitation. Oh, yeah, we can meet you in an hour. And then you find out, no, they don't have a criminal record. No, they don't have – they're not terrible people. They're very clean cut, very nicely dressed, drive nice cars, clean. You walk by, you don't see trash in their vehicle. I mean, it's just really, really unbelievable to me. And I'm just shocked, Bill. Well, it's been very enthusiastic ever since it was good before, you know, Lifestyles. I knew real estate was a key to success, that probably more millionaires were made in real estate than any other form of investing. But since I joined Lifestyle, if you don't mind me taking a few extra seconds, I'll tell you a quick story. After I left your seminar, I guess it was about 6 years ago, I was dating a young woman, much younger than me, that had a daughter. She was like 11 or 12 years old. And I came from your seminar to her apartment, and I was going to take them out to eat. And I was so excited and enthused. I was sharing, and I was telling her, you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire in 5 years. And at that time, I didn't have too much money. You know, I went through a divorce. I was kind of beaten down. But I knew that I had my heart and my soul and my mind, and you can't take that away from me. And I told my girlfriend and her daughter, you know what, I'm going to be a millionaire in 5 years. And the girl laughed at me. And I never forget that little girl laughing at me, a little 11-year-old girl laughing at me. Well, I filled out a personal financial statement the other day. And, you know, not to be a braggart or anything, but it's been way better than that. And so, you know, having goals and setting goals like you teach in your seminar, I have two goals written on my bathroom mirror right now. And I've had goals before, and my son and I have made those goals and taken them down and put up new goals. So I just can't share enough. I guess it's hard for me to get across over the phone, I think, probably, how exciting it is to see your goals met. And I talked to a banker yesterday about giving me a loan so I can buy some apartments. And he said, well, we could probably do a smaller deal or this or that. And, you know, maybe you should cut back, or maybe you should just buy some more single family houses. I said, no, you don't understand. I've got
to. Andy, we're going to have to come back and finish your story. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe, and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And with us today is Andy Webster, a Lifestyles member that just happened to call in off the radio as a guest. Wanted to have him share with you this, most, I guess, phenomenal results in his life and what he's learned from being a member and investing in real estate. If you'd like to talk to Andy, if you'd like to ask him a question, because he is interesting individual, you can give us a call at 877-655-6755. Again, 877-655-6755. If you give us a call, you can ask myself or Andy questions. Andy, as we go back into this, I've got a couple different areas and directions I want to take the conversation, because you brought up so much stuff the last time I spoke to you that I don't want to leave any of it out. So we're talking about fear today. Let's go back and let's talk about the fears you might have had in the beginning. You know, we've got these four fears that we have, and one of them is fear of education. One of them is fear from your past experiences. One of them is fear from other people's past experiences. And the last one is fear of social pressure. Now, you were talking when we last spoke about when you first started out working there in that factory around blue-collar people, that they didn't look or feel kindly about what you were about to do. Can you go into that?
Yeah, it's a persona. It's hard to describe unless you're in that setting. But when I'm enthusiastic as I am and want to talk about something besides the football game last night, or whatever's in the news, or what's going on this weekend, or girl you went out met at the bar last night sort of talk, and I'm trying to talk about, hey, I saw this house. I think it's a great deal. What do you think? You know, I think I'm going to bite the bullet and jump in there. You get a shrug shoulder and quiet, and people just change the subject or turn the other way and don't want to talk to you or blow you off. And it is not just the coworker and the mindset that they're in, the hourly worker kind of mentality, if you want to call it that. It can also be educated family too, that think, well, the only way to get ahead is to get an education. Well, I can agree with that. Yeah, get an education, but then they get a job working as a school teacher or something, making $35,000-$40,000 a year. And then they still, 30 years later, don't understand why I buy real estate and why I work on my real estate and why it's not only an income source, but it's a hobby for me. And it's a source of excitement and fun. And they can't relate to that. And so the people that you're around just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, he's just crazy. He's just a nutcase. He's on his own. And now he don't really fit in. So you're kind of out there without a home, so to speak. And even though you got 25 of them, you're out there without a home because, you know, this social wall that's built up and a lack of understanding. And so you in my situation, you just kind of have to overcome that. And when people laugh at you, not laugh back at them. That's just, it's their situation, and you can't tell other people what to do, but it's their loss, really, because, you know, you hear about their horror stories and their negative plight. And the girl I worked with the other day, worried about the stock market dropping 470 points during the day, and she's on pins and needles. Oh, man, I lost $30,000 in my 401k today alone. And it's like, well, I didn't. You know, I made $300 today because my rent tenants are paying, and I'm making about $300 a day, you know. So it's kind of like you can't relate to some of the people can't relate to you, so they just kind of blow you off and leave you out in the left field. But for me, it's just a conscious decision to not let my guard down, to not lose my enthusiasm, to not be negative and give up and say, oh, well, banker says I can't borrow the money and maybe I should curb my goals down and cut them in half. And my mindset is not to cut in half. My mindset is to double, you know. So it's just kind of like you have to teach yourself and get around people that I think that are teaching the same philosophy as, you know.
Well, speaking of that, Speaking of that, Andy, when you first joined Lifestyles, you know, you went to that first class, a 2-day, okay? I don't know if you went to the first case study that week also, or maybe later.
Yes.
But
yes.
Once you've gone to a case study and you saw the type of people that you're now surrounded by, what did you think of that compared to, you know, comparing to your conversation with these people that just think you're insane? What's it like to be in this type of environment?
Well, it's like a feeling of joy, because you learn that you're not the Lone Ranger. You're not this one little person out there in the stratosphere by yourself, all alone, just floating around out there. There's other people, and there's hundreds of them. And you can come together into a setting where you feel more comfortable, where you're on the same level and page, maybe not the same financial level, because we all come at different places and we get to different places. And some of us have a little bit more enthusiasm and opportunity than others. Some of it, it's harder for some people to exponentially grow than others because of their personal setting. But at least we're all on the same page mentally of wanting to achieve more and better and have a better lifestyle for either us or our family or, you know, their family. Because right now I actually have a fear of what the future holds for my son in this country and all that, and I'm sure other people do too. But what's positive for me is having a hope that I'm leaving something that he's not strapped by the burden, the financial burden that, you know, our government's putting on us and everything. And likewise, the people that I'm around, I think they've got it too. The people that the case studies and the road trips and everything, they either think that they have grabbed something or it might be interesting to them, and so they're going to check it out. And then once people do, you kind of see them transform from negative or a maybe to a positive. And then if some people get up there and they do these case studies, and it's like they're like me, they're just like pumped up, and they're bouncing off the walls from the enthusiasm, because they come from a job and they make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And now they see the light that, well, I'm married and I got these kids, and, you know, it'd be nice if my wife could stay at home. And if we had an extra $30,000 a year income, she could. And wouldn't that be better for my kids? And it could. And so they go out and you see them over a few years buy 8 or 10 houses. And guess what? The next time they do a case study or you see them, they've retired the wife, you know, and that's really enthusiastic. You know, it really is exciting to see that, and in my own situation too.
Well, we've got just about a minute and a half before we're going to have to go to another hard break. I want to ask you to very quickly, and keep an eye on the time here, very quickly, just describe the results you've made in the 6 years you've been a member so that people can get their arms around that before we go to break.
When I started Lifestyles, I think I had about maybe 4 or 5 houses that I had acquired on my own in better or lesser deals. And I started setting goals. The first goal was having 10 houses by the time my son was 10. He was like 7 or 8. We reached that goal. Then we set a new goal of having 20 houses by the time he was 12. We reached that goal. And he's 15 now, and we have we set a goal after that 12 years to have 80 doors by the time he was 18. And right now I have 25 houses, and I'm a partner in a small apartment complex and working pretty diligently to restructure my loans on my property so that I can get a down payment on a small apartment complex. So I'm trying. It's
all right. Well, we're gonna take a short break here in a second, Andy. When we come back, for all of you that are listening, I'm going to ask Andy to tell us how much money he's making. See, that's one of the things about Lifestyles that's different than everybody else, is that we'll actually share with you the real facts behind the deals, the results, and so forth. So I just want you all to understand out there that you're not going to want to turn this off. You are going to want to come back and hear. This is an unbelievable story for a person that is not a member of Lifestyles. As a Lifestyles member, you've probably heard it before, but as a non-Lifestyles member, what you're going to hear when you come back to the last segment of the show might shock you. In fact, I'm almost going to guess that it will shock you. So if you'd like to ask Andy questions last segment, our number here is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. If you'd like to call in, guest on the show with us today is Andy Webster. And Andy's been telling us the stories about his fabulous investment deal. Actually, his story about renting his house, and then has been trying to share with us a little bit about his investment career. And now I'm going to take you down to the details, Andy. Currently, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions, so if you just give me the answers, and then we'll let you elaborate a little bit after that. How many houses do you have now?
25 houses, 26 count home.
Okay. And then you have a small apartment also, you said, or did I mishear that?
I'm a partner with a lead investor that's a Lifestyles member, and I'm a partner in his deal.
Okay, so you're a partner in another, is it apartment complex?
Yes, sir, in the Gallery area.
Okay, very good. And now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. This is what everybody wants to hear. As a net cash flow per month, what are you averaging as a monthly net cash flow off of your investments?
Taking into consideration everything net after repairs, I'd say it's right about, counting the apartment partnership distribution, about $8,000 a month.
Whew. All right. I'm going to do quick math here. $8,000 a month, 8 times 12, is $96,000 a year. Add 30% income taxes and 7% Social Security tax. Pump that up by another 1.4%. That's earned income, or it's equal to earned income, of $130,000 a year. That's a pretty impressive 6-year gain, and yet you're still working, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hopefully not much longer. I make about 100 to 110 with my job. It's been about 20 years. I'm going on my 20th year next year, and I really want to move away from it. I need to make myself make that leap. I've got a few personal things that are kind of holding me from it at the very moment. But one of those things I will share with you is I want to get a loan for a small apartment complex under my belt, and I don't want to rock the boat with my income. I want to keep my income really strong for that loan, so that I can get that small apartment complex and get it under my belt, and you know, and get it solidified before I take that leap.
Now, you also shared with me before what your total net worth was from this adventure of 6 years. Can you share that with us?
Well, I have a personal financial statement I filled out for a banker the other day to do the deal, and it was just under $2 million. I have, of course, about three seven maybe. I don't quote me on this one. It's either 3.2 or 3.7 in real estate, but you know, there's some debt on that real estate. I just don't own it all free and clear.
Right.
I have a little condo that I bought 29 years ago before I joined Lifestyles, but other than that, it's got debt on it, and I'm trying to restructure that so I can get a loan so I can move forward.
Well, that's going to happen. That's not going to be a problem for you. That's not going to be a problem for you. That we're going to be able to get that restructured for you. And we've actually got some new stuff that just came out that I don't know if you know about yet. Once I get off the show here today, and I've got your email now, I'll try to get a hold of the name of the company that's doing that for you, because they've got some really unique ways to get some of that money and that equity out of there and still get you the loan for the apartment complex. Now, as you go into this multifamily, you were talking about you're going to start going on road trips and paying attention to that. You brought up a very interesting topic when I asked you about that before. You were saying that the road trips were interesting because there were so many different types of people there. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I wasn't specifically talking about, races or whatever, but there's married people, single people, men, women, all different nationalities and backgrounds, as well as financial stature. There's folks that are already retired and are looking for a better way to secure their retirement. There's people that are very young that happen to have, a work schedule where they could go on the road trip, and they're looking to do something different than what their parents did or their grandparents did or what their friends are doing.
And well, Andy, it looks like we've got a phone call that I'd like to squeeze in, because
phone calls always
take priority. Looks like we have Tom from Plano with a question for Andy. Tom, how can we help you today?
Thanks, Dale. Andy, I'm just curious to know, with that much equity in your properties, if you've considered a portfolio loan for those, and if not, why not? And if so, what kind of situation arose?
That is exactly what I'm trying to do. That's what I have spent most of the morning this morning making phone calls to do. I've put my financials together, and I've been in communication with about six different institutions trying to weigh the differences of who can actually do me a portfolio loan, and if they can do a portfolio loan, at what terms. And weighing my options is what's my best. And Dale, I think, was just saying that they've come upon something at Lifestyles that probably will be better than anything I've personally found.
Yeah, we've got some new stuff out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put a portfolio loan together to pull some of the equity out that I've built up, or the market has built up. I bought most of my properties, like Dale said, since I've joined Lifestyles, at the right price, to where I had built-in equity from day one. And all that has done with leverage is just compounded that equity. So I feel very excited about that. That's why there's a difference in the spread between, what I owe and what I'm worth and all that. So,
all right.
It's great.
Well, I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to say thank you before we come to the end here. We've only got about 30 seconds left. And Andy, I want to appreciate you for calling in and sharing all this personal information with everybody, and sharing your enthusiasm. And I look forward to your next great case study where you get up there and talk about your first multi-million dollar deal as an apartment complex. I know you can do it. As we go on here, just want to let everybody know that we are now in many more cities. We've just added San Francisco, Orlando, Minneapolis, Seattle, Honolulu, Sacramento, Atlanta, and Miami. And I've been told that the Honolulu one can even be heard in Japan. Well, my friends, remember always, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught, so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.